弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be to all our brothers and sisters.
很感谢神恩典，让我们又平安过一个星期，即将进入安息。
We give give thanks to the grace of God that we have already been peacefully passed through this week. About to enter into another Sabbath.
现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来，大家跟大家查考侍奉神的人当有的智觉。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, now we're going to study on this topic, the awareness of those who serve God.
这是要根据我们的读经利未记第十章来谈一个很重要的教训。
And it is according to our Bible reading schedule, chapter 10 of the book of Leviticus, that we're going to learn a very important teaching.
利未记从第一章一直到第十章，他在强调神所要人在他面前该有的圣洁的侍奉。
From chapter 1 to chapter 10, the book of Leviticus, it's emphasizing the point that the worship or the service that we should have in front of God.
前面第一章到第六章中间呢，他还讲详细的说明五个祭。
From chapter 1 to chapter 6, it's in detail describing the five offerings.
六章的中间到第七章结束，他就说明这五个祭当中应该有的规矩。
And so from the middle of chapter 6 until the end of chapter 7, it's talking about the laws of the different offerings.
所以第七章三十七节呢，他特别提到说，这个就是燔祭、素祭、赎罪祭、赎愆祭和平安祭的条例啊，并承接圣职的礼仪。
And that's why in verse 37 of chapter 7, it says, this is the law of the burnt offering, the grain offering, the sin offering, the trespass offering, the consecrations, and the sacrifice of the peace offering.
那这些条例呢，是神在西乃山上吩咐摩西的。
And these laws were commanded to Moses on Mount Sinai by the Lord.
是神特别吩咐以色列百姓要献祭给他的时候当该遵守的规矩。
And these were the laws that God told Israelite for the offerings that were made to him.
那第八章呢？这个就是设立祭司的开始。
And in starting from chapter 8, it is the beginning of the establishment of priesthood.
要献祭，一定要有一位要祭司在站在神面前。
In order to make an offering, you need to have a priest to stand in front of God.
所以神要摩西把亚伦跟他四个儿子带到会众面前。
And that's why God wanted Moses to bring Aaron and his four sons to bring them in front of the congregation.
把所有的人一起带到会幕门口。
And also to bring the whole congregation of Israel in front of the tabernacle.
要在神面前在众百姓的见证底下，将亚伦跟他的儿子们高立为服侍神的祭司。
And in front of God and all the congregation of Israel, to testify that they are consecrating Aaron and his sons to be the priest for God.
他们在神面前变得非常尊贵。
And so in front of God, they became very noble.
他们非常重要，因为他站在神和人中间。
And they became very important because they stood between God and man.
这个洁净的礼仪承接圣职的礼仪，连续进行了七天。
And the ceremony of consecration or becoming priesthood continued for 7 days.
在这个承接圣职的礼的过程当中，摩西扮演祭司的角色。
And throughout the ceremony of consecration, Moses was in the role of the priest.
也就是说，亚伦跟他的儿子们，他们全部什么都没有做，他们就是用眼睛看。
Which was to say, Aaron and his sons, they didn't do anything; they just watched with their eyes.
连用水洗身洁净的过程都是摩西替他们洗的。
And even by washing their bodies, the ritual of cleansing that was done by Moses.
要穿上圣衣，一件一件的加上去，都是摩西替他们穿的。
And also to put on the holy garments one by one, this was done by Moses as well.
所有圣殿这个会幕里面的所有的器皿要成圣，要抹膏，都是摩西去做的。
And all the tools and utensils inside the tabernacle that those need to be consecrated and anointed, those were done by Moses as well.
所有的祭，不管是赎罪祭、燔祭，还是承接圣职的祭，这个礼仪进行当中要宰杀牛羊、要处理，全部都是摩西做。
And all the offerings, whether it was the burnt offering or the sin offering and the consecration, everything was done by Moses.
七天就是要亚伦跟儿子们 注意看摩西怎么做，要记住每一个程序。
And for 7 days, Aaron and his sons were to watch very carefully with their eyes and to remember all the details of the steps.
因为这个就是以后他们要扮演祭司的工作所当进行的程序。
Because these were the steps and the procedure for them to become priests later on.
每一个动作都是照着神吩咐摩西所说的来进行。
And every single action that was done by Moses was commanded unto him by God.
所以这个祭司当扮演的角色，他要做的工作，他们一连看了七天。
And so the role of the priest and also the work of the priest was watched carefully by Aaron and his sons for 7 days.
祭司是神特别拣选的。
The priest was especially chosen by God.
祭司是完全属神的。
And the priest completely belongs to God.
祭司一定要能够明白神圣洁的属性。
And the priest has to understand the holiness of God.
更重要的是，祭司要把自己分别为圣。
And what's most important is that the priest has to make themselves holy.
那么他们要成为百姓的代表，站在神面前。
They have to become the representation of the people to stand in front of God.
这个就是神他的旨意，他要建立祭司的国度。最关键的人物。
And that is the will of God and the most important role to have priests that's established by God.
所以第八章这个高利祭司的这个整个过程呢，就是要让百姓亲眼看到神对这件事情是多么的看重。
And so the whole entire chapter 8, this procedure of consecrating priests was to let the people understand how God places such an importance on this.
好，那有了祭司之后，接下去第九章就是第一次在选民的历史性第一次亚伦跟他的儿子们执行祭司的工作。
And so in chapter 9, what's after was historically the very first time in the history of the chosen people that God wanted the priest or Aaron and his sons to perform the priestly duties.
这一天是荣耀的日子。
And on this particular day, it was a glorious day.
这一天也是众人都俯伏在神面前的日子。
And this was also the day that the whole congregation came in front of God to worship him.
因为神的荣耀向他们显现。
Because the glory of God appeared to them.
那神悦纳他们所献的。
And God was pleased and accepted what they offered.
到他们亚伦他们献完祭之后。
After Aaron made the offering.
那最后神从天上降下火来，把坛上面的祭物把它烧尽了。
In the end, fire came out from heaven to consume the offerings on the altar.
所以第九章最后的24节呢，特别提到火从神面前出来。
And in verse 24, the last verse of chapter 9, it says, fire came out from before the Lord.
然后众民一看见都欢呼，俯伏在地了。
And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces.
这个有火从神面前出来，代表神与他们同在的证据。
Fire coming out from the presence of God is a evidence of God's abidance with them.
那他们所献的，神悦纳，所以神用火来把它烧尽了。
And what they had offered was accepted and pleasing to God, and so God accepted it with fire.
那众百姓看到，哇，这个祭司的制度，现在祭司开始献祭之后。你看神是这么样的喜悦他们跟他们同在。
And the whole congregation after seeing that the priest had made their offerings and how God was pleased with their offerings and that God is abiding with them.
所以他们俯伏在地这个动作表明他们对神的敬畏。
And so this action of them falling on their faces represent their reverence towards God.
在那个时候当下那个时候没有人敢在神面前在会幕那里做任何不该有的动作。
And at that point in time, no one dares to do anything or any actions that offends God.
因为那个火从神面前出来，那个画面，当场看到人一定非常的惊讶。
Because fire coming out from before the presence of God, if you were there to see it with your eyes, it would be very awesome.
那这个就是那个在神面前那个敬畏的心很自然就产生出来。
And so very naturally, this heart of reverence in front of God would come out.
但是接下来第十章，它马上出现转变了一个非常极端的的一个事件。
But immediately after, in chapter 10, there was an event that came out that was very extreme.
一开始就是亚伦的这两个儿子。
So in the very beginning, there were two sons of Aaron.
他们已经被 高利为祭司的。
And they were already anointed as priests.
他们本来应该跟百姓一样这么敬畏神的人。
And they should be just like the congregation to be fearing God.
但是出乎我们意料之外的，他们却在神面前有我们所没办法了解的轻慢。
But to our surprise, they had this contempt in front of God.
他们做了神没有吩咐的神没有吩咐的事情。
They did something that God did not command them to do.
他们并没有看到摩西有做任何这样的动作，让他们学习效法的。
They didn't see such action that was done by Moses for them to model after.
可是他们却自己发明了一个方法。
But then they actually invented this way.
他们用自己的想法想要来服侍神。
They wanted to serve God with their own thinking.
结果就死在神面前，被火除灭了。
So they died in front of God by fire.
那这件事情结果带来所有的百姓为他们哀哭。
And so this event brought about the mourning of the whole congregation.
所以从第九章的结束，他是众民都欢呼喜乐。
So from the end of chapter 9, where all the people were shouting for joy.
可是到了第十章，却是全体百姓为他们哀哭。
To chapter 10, where the whole congregation was mourning for them.
这个从欢乐到哀哭当中啊，这是多么大的转变呢？
And so from this joy to the mourning, what a big difference this was.
那这个变化其实就在于这两个人，他们当时在神面前有一个非常错误的态度。
And this change was brought about by these two people having a very wrong attitude in front of God.
本来应该是跟百姓一起欢呼喜乐的人。
And they ought to be rejoicing and with the people.
最后却死在神面前。
But in the end, they died in front of God.
导致整个全体百姓会觉得很哀伤。
And it became a sad event for the whole congregation.
同时也让百姓见证到神是多么样的威严。
But at the same time, the people witnessed how awesome God's presence was.
那所以第十章给我们留下一个世世代代都不可以忘记的教训。
And so chapter 10 left us a example or teaching from generation to generation.
凡是要亲近神、要侍奉神的人，
for all who wants to draw near to God and to serve God,
一定要懂得尊神为圣。
They need to understand to revere God as holy.
要把所有的荣耀归给神。
And need to give all the glory to God.
一定要按照神的吩咐来侍奉。
And these people ought to serve God with the way that God commands.
如此才能够真的领受侍奉的喜乐以及恩典。
And only in this way can they receive the grace and joy of serving God.
因为这个侍奉神，对神来说，神很看重。
Because serving God is something that God places an importance on.
那对侍奉的人来说，
and to the people that serve,
这是一件生与死的。
It is a matter regarding life or death.
因为当我们一不小心的时候，
because as soon as we are not careful,
这个侍奉可能就是我们丧命的原因了。
Then this servitude or this service will become a reason for us to lose our life.
我们一定要好好的来了解这里面所留给我们的教训。
So we ought to study very carefully and understand the teaching in here.
让我们所侍奉的每一件事都蒙神悦纳。
So that everything that we do to serve God will be acceptable to Him.
首先看十章第一节。
Let's read chapter 10, verse 1.
这里说亚伦的儿子拿达、亚比户各拿自己的香炉，绳上火，加上香。在神面前献上燔火，这是神没有吩咐他们的。
Verse 1, Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them.
我们先来了解这两个人是什么角色。
Let's first understand the role these two people played.
来看民数记第三章。
If we turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 13.
民数记第三章。
Numbers chapter 3.
第三章第一节到第三节。
Numbers chapter 3, verses 1 to 3.
这里特别记载亚伦跟摩西的后代。
So here specifically records Aaron and his descendants.
第二节说亚伦的儿子是长子叫做拿达，次子叫做亚比父，接下来是以利亚撒、以他玛。
The verse 2, it says, the firstborn of Aaron was Nadab and Abihu, and then Eleazar, Ithamar.
第三节说，这是亚伦儿子的名字，都是受膏的祭司，是摩西叫他们承接圣职，供祭司职分的。
Verse 3, these are the names of the sons of Aaron, the anointed priests, whom he consecrated to minister as priests.
所以拿达亚比户就是亚伦的长子跟次子。
And so Nadab and Abihu, they were the firstborn and the secondborn of Aaron.
他们都是在利未记第八章，在众百姓面前被高利承接圣职的祭司，这四个儿子当中的两位。
And these two were among the four sons of Aaron in chapter 8 of the book of Leviticus that was consecrated in front of the whole congregation to be priests to minister to God.
这两个人，这个是长子次子，老大跟老二，这是应该是这个做父亲最看重的两位啊。
And so these two people, the firstborn and the secondborn, they were the most treasured by the father.
而且也是神看重的。
And also God places an importance on them as well.
这两位在西乃山扎营的时候，神特别指定说要让他们这两位参与上山见神的行列当中。
These two people were specifically chosen by God when they were next to Mount Sinai camping out to be going up to the mountain.
如果看出埃及记二十四章啊
，If we turn to Exodus chapter 24,
我们就想会发现这两个人其实是很重要的。
Then we'll realize that actually these two people were quite important.
有很多很美好的经历是其他人没有的。
And they had many wonderful experiences that others did not have.
出埃及记二十四章的第一节说。
Exodus chapter 24 verse 1 says,
这是神对摩西说，你和亚伦拿达亚比户以色列长老中的七十人都要上到我这里来，远远的下拜。
Now he said, this is God. God said to Moses, come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel and worship from afar.
第二节是说，唯独你可以亲近主，那他们却不可以亲近哦，百姓不可以跟你一同上来。
Verse 2 says that Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come near, nor shall the people go up with him.
这是神在山上跟摩西讲的话。
This is the word spoken by the Lord on the mountain to Moses.
好了，接下去第三节，摩西就下山了。
And so verse 3, Moses came down from the mountain.
就把神的命令点上，就告诉百姓了。
And he told the words of the Lord and all the judgments of the Lord to the people.
好，那百姓他们听完摩西的话，那之后他们就开始筑坛。立柱献祭杀血跟神立约。
And so after the people heard what Moses had said, they started to build an altar and pillars according to what God said, and to make this covenant an offering.
好，那献完祭之后，你看他们立完约哈，第九节那里。
So after they made the covenant and after the offering in verse 9, it says,
现在神指定了这些人就一起上山了。
The people that God specifically mentioned went up to the mountain.
摩西、亚伦。拿达、亚比户跟七十位长老。
Moses, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel.
第十节说，他们看见以色列的神呢。
Verse 10, it says that they saw the God of Israel.
这是神的荣耀。
This was the glory of God.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
神的手不加害在这以色列的尊者身上，他们观看神，他们又吃又喝。
The hand of the God on the nobles of the children of Israel, God did not lay his hand. So they saw God and they ate and drank.
拿达亚比户被列在神认为以色列的尊者之中。
Nadab and Abihu was among the nobles that God esteemed in Israel.
他们在神眼中不只是亚伦的儿子。
Not only were they just the sons of Aaron in the eyes of God.
他们很有可能就是神要让他们来继承亚伦的工作的人。
And they were very possible candidates for God to inherit the job that Aaron had.
他们这两位是最被看重的。
These two were very valued by God.
将来的可能将来的领导人。
They were possible leaders in the future.
他们看见神的荣耀。
They saw the glory of God.
所以第九章他们被高利献祭之后，他们看见神的荣耀不是第一次呢。
And so in chapter 9, after they were consecrated and anointed and saw the glory of God, this was not their first time.
他们在西乃山那个时候，他们就已经看到了。
On Mount Sinai, they already saw it.
那而且在第九章，我们就看到，在利未记九章，我们看到那时候他们一定也是俯伏在神面前的人。
And also from chapter 9 of the book of Leviticus, we could see that these two must be also among the people who fell in front of God.
可是接下来他们马上犯错。
But immediately after, they made a mistake.
到底是为什么
？And why was that?
怎么会有这么大的落差呢？
How is it that there was such a big difference?
那 在我们进入他们为什么犯错之前，先来了解他们到底犯了哪些错误。
And so, before we talk about why they made such a mistake, let's understand what kind of mistake that they made.
如果他们当时候都遵照摩西所给他们的榜样，就是摩西做给他们看，祭司应该做什么做什么，他们如果都有去遵照的话。就不会发生这个错误了。
If they had followed exactly what Moses did, according to what the priests were supposed to do step by step, then they would not make this mistake.
首先，第一十章的第一节是说，他们现在拿自己的香炉。
In the beginning, in chapter 10, verse 1, it said that they took their own incense or censer.
好，那这个香炉呢？其实，在摩西给他们的要给他们示范要做祭司的工作的时候，并没有。
So for the censer, it was not something that Moses did when he modeled to them what the priests were to do.
这一件事只有可能是摩西跟亚伦进会幕去的时候，亚伦有看到而已。
And this action was possibly only seen by Aaron when Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle.
因为第九章的第二十三节。
Because in chapter 9, verse 23,
这是摩西亚伦进入会幕去。
Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of meeting.
就是亚伦他献完祭之后，他为百姓祝福结束，然后摩西跟亚伦两个人进会幕去的。
After Aaron made all the offerings and blessed the people, after this was done, Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of meeting.
圣经没有说他们两个进去做什么。
And the Bible did not say what the two of them went inside to do.
但是很有可能是摩西告诉亚伦说，按照神的吩咐，这些圣所里面的这些东西要怎么摆，在哪里要怎么放，细节是什么。
It was very possible that Moses told Aaron the details of the things inside the tabernacle of where they should be placed and the details of what they should do about them.
因为之前都是神跟摩西说的。
Because before this time, God told Moses.
现在亚伦已经被高立为大祭司了。
And now that Aaron has been anointed to be the high priest.
现在这工作要移交给亚伦去做了。
And so this job is to be done by Aaron.
所以你看，摩西跟亚伦进去会幕的时候，进去圣所的时候，很有可能就是告诉他应该要怎么做。
And so when Moses and Aaron went inside the Holy of Holies, it was very possible that Moses was telling Aaron what he ought to do.
如果要进入至圣所，要到施恩座前，应该做什么
？And what you should be doing in order to enter the Holy of Holies.
这个香炉要盛上香，点上火，就是大祭司要进至圣所去的时候。要做的动作。
To have the censer and put fire in it, this is an action done by the high priest in order for them to enter into the Holy of Holies.
他们这两个儿子Nadab and Abihu应该是没有看过的。
And these two sons, Nadab and Abihu, they probably did not see it.
好，他们现在这两个人自己拿了香炉，盛上火，加上香，就跑到神面前去，表示进到圣所，到至圣所里面去了。
But now these two people, they took their censer, put fire in it, and put incense on it, and went in front of God, representing that they will be going into the Holy of Holies.
其实要进到至圣所，是只有大祭司一个人进去的。
But in actuality, only the high priest himself was to enter the Holy of Holies.
他们这个时候这个动作其实已经篡夺了。大祭司的职分。
And so at this time, their action was already taking away the responsibility or the duty of the high priest.
这不是他们该做的事。
This was not something that they should have done.
虽然他们有可能，亚拿亚伯这当中可能有一个将来可能会继承做大祭司，没有错。
Even though it's possible that either of them, Nadab or Abihu, one of them would become the high priest in the future.
但是不是这个时候啊。
But it wasn't this time.
时候到了，神自然会指定啊。
When the time comes, then God would appoint.
这不是他们该做的事。
So this was not something that they should have done.
第二个。
Secondly.
他们现在，我们如果自己看，大祭司在什么地方献上香呢？这个香应该放在哪里呢
？If we were to read very carefully, where would the high priest be putting the censer and also the incense?
这个香应该放在香坛上。
The incense needs to be put on the censer.
好，所以。只有大祭司能够把香献在香坛，在神那里。
So only the high priest was able to offer up the incense in front of the and put it on top of the censer.
他们现在用错误的方式 进入神面前去了。
So they used the wrong way to enter in front of God.
他们，你看他们现在是把香炉现在盛上火，然后进到会幕，到圣所里面去，把香加上去了。
So they each took the censer, put fire in it, entered the Holy of Holies, and put incense on it.
特别强调说，他们这些动作都是神没有吩咐的了。
And it specifically said that God had not commanded them to do these.
那很显然，他们是两个人进去的，对不对
？And it was quite obvious that both of them entered.
我们从如果从后来 的那个祭司神给他们 的那个条例，当大祭司要献香在。进去见神的时候，一定是自己一个人进去，没有其他的助手跟在后面的。
And also, if we were to read the laws of the high priest entering to the Holy of Holies, it was only the high priest himself. There was no assistants or any other people entering in with him.
现在是这两个人一起进去的。
But now these two people entered in together.
你看他们两个人的这个动作，就好像摩西跟亚伦进会幕去的时候，那圣所去的时候那个样子一样的。
And so these two people, their actions were just like the action that Moses and Aaron were doing when they entered into the tabernacle of meeting.
你看他们两个人就是这样自己进去了。
And so the two of them just went inside by themselves.
好像很自然的就献香在神面前。
As if it was very natural for them to do this and offer incense in front of God.
所以这两个人他们自作主张，用自己的方式啊，觉得要这样子来。
And so these two people had their own thinking that this is their way to service God.
那在这里特别第一节特别强调说他们在神面前献上燔火。
And in verse 1, it also specifically said that they offered profane fire before the Lord.
那这个要点香这个火应该是从祭坛上取来的。
The censer and the fire that's in it, this fire has to come from the altar.
在利未记十六章
In Leviticus chapter 16,
利未记十六章的第十二节
Leviticus chapter 16, verse 12,
第十二节特别提到说，你要拿香炉从神面前的坛上盛上火，火炭然后拿一根一个棒捣细的香料都带入幔子内去。
It says, he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar before the Lord with his hands full of sweet incense, beaten fine, and bring it inside the veil.
好，第十三节说，在神面前把香放在火上，使香的烟云遮盖法柜上的施恩座，免得他死亡。
Verse 13 says, he shall put the incense on the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of incense may cover the mercy seat that is on the testimony, lest he die.
那这个就是这个火的来源要从祭坛上来。
And so the origin or the of the fire has to come from the altar.
这是神他会指示亚伦应该要怎么做的。
And this was something that God would instruct Aaron what to do.
我们如果从利未记他的编排从第十六章如果照时间次序，应该是接在第十章之后。
If we were to rearrange the book of Leviticus, chapter 16, in the time span, probably happened right after chapter 10.
因为十六章是说亚伦两个儿子进到神面前死了以后，那时候神就晓谕摩西说，接下去就是神的指示了。
Because in verse 1 of chapter 16, it says that now the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered profane fire before the Lord and died, and the Lord said to Moses such and such.
所以从第十一章到第十五章。
And so from chapter 11 to chapter 15,
那这一段插入的信息都在讲洁净 的问题。
This message that's put in between, we're talking about the issue of cleanliness.
要什么是洁净？什么是神喜悦的洁净
？What is clean? What is the acceptable cleanliness of God?
从我们吃的。
Starting from the food that we eat.
从我们住的环境。
And also the environment that we live in.
从我们的日常生活里面。
And also from our daily life.
如果有不洁净的时候，要怎么样才能够变成洁净？
And if there is uncleanliness, what should we do in order to become clean?
然后之后才能够进到神面前再来侍奉。
And then we can come in front of God to serve him.
所以他这个当中所加入的信息，其实在谈神要的洁净。
And so this message that's put in between is talking about the cleanliness that God is looking for.
那到第十六章的十二节，这个就是神特别强调的，这个要点香的这个火一定是从祭坛来的，而且是大祭司把这个火带进去，然后 进到至圣所里面的耶柜那里去跟神沟通的。
Until verse 12 and 13 of chapter 16, when God talks about how the high priest has to take the fire from the altar to put in the censer and also the incense, how they need to go do like this to enter the veil and do it before the testimony.
所以现在这两个人，这两位祭司呢，他们所取的火显然不是从祭坛来的。
And so for these two people, these two priests, the fire that they got was obviously not from the altar.
圣经说他们是献上燔火。
And the Bible said that they offered profane fire.
不管他们是从哪里，他们有可能在煮祭肉的那个地方拿出来，也不一定。
It doesn't matter where they got the fire from. It could possibly be from the burnt offering of the meat.
但是只要不是照着神的指示从祭坛上取出来的火，都是燔火。
But as long as it wasn't according to how God commands them to have the fire coming from the altar, then everything else would become profane.
神没有吩咐的，他们绝对不可以做。
If God did not command them, they are not to do it.
那这个就是这个，其实也是在这个被膏立的过程当中，那个他们要去看，要去记住啊，这个神所喜悦的奉献是什么。
And this,
这个是他们被教导过的。
And this was also taught to them during the process of consecration and anointment of becoming a priest of what God wants and what God is pleased with.
神特别在这个献祭的条例里面讲得很清楚，什么材料是神喜悦的，什么步骤是神觉得一定要做的，这个人不可以自己去发明自己改变。
In the laws of the offerings and the steps, God said very specifically of what things are acceptable to God, and man cannot change them by themselves.
所以你看，显然他们这两个人，他们就自己做他们自己的事了。
But it was quite obvious that these two people, they just did what they wanted to do.
结果如何呢？
And what was the result?
他们犯了这个错误，第二节就有火从神面前把他们烧灭，他们就死在神面前。
They made this mistake, so fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord.
这是他们当时在献火的时候没有想到的。
And this was something that when they offered the fire, they did not think about.
但是当时候，你看这是一个非常讽刺的画面。
But at that time, we could see that this was quite a very ironic scenery.
他们在神面前把火献上去。
They offered fire in front of God.
但最后他们是被从神来的火把他们烧灭。
But in the end, they were devoured by the fire that came from the presence of God.
所以圣经说神是烈火。
And that's why the Bible says that God is fire.
生命记第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
生命记第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24.
生命记第四章的二十四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 24.
他说：“因为主你的神乃是烈火，是祭邪的神。”
For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God.
他这个是要特别提醒百姓要谨慎，在神面前尊神为圣。
And this is to remind the people to revere God and to regard God as holy.
神他是独一的真神。
The Lord God is the one and only God.
他是可畏的，他是要人以全部的心在他面前俯伏在地的。
And he is to be feared and be for men to offer up their whole entire heart and to fall in front of him.
神是烈火，强调神是公义的，他是绝对正直的。
God is a consuming fire, emphasize the fact that he is completely righteous.
他是祭邪的，特别要强调神要人全心全意的顺服他。
And he is also a jealous God, emphasizing the point that he wants men to completely obey him.
在神面前，人不可以有另外一个心意。
In front of God, man cannot have another intention.
要尽心尽力尽意去爱主我们的神。
But we need to love the Lord our God with our heart, our mind, and our strength.
凡是会爱神的，一定会听神的话。
And those who love God will surely listen to the voice of God.
会将他所讲的命令非常谨慎的记在心里。
And those people will very carefully remember the commandments that God commanded them in their hearts.
所以你看，他们这两个人。最后是死在圣所里面的。
So these two people, in the end, they died in the holy place.
好，他们死了。
And they died.
那看起来一定是经过一段时间，他们没有出来，他们的这个火从神面前出来，把他们除灭哈。 但是圣所并没有说发生火灾啊。
So the fire came up from God to devour them, but the tabernacle of meeting did not burn up.
这个火是特殊的，是天上的火，不是一般的火。
This fire was special. It was fire from heaven. It was not just ordinary fire.
这两个人在就是当下被神击杀。
And so these two people at that time was killed by God.
当时候是怎么，他们是怎么被火烧灭的，我们不知道。
And at that time, how exactly were they devoured by fire? We do not know.
他们只剩上的圣衣都好好的。
But their garments or the holy tunic that they were wearing was fine.
躺在那边也是像死人啊，就是死掉的人。
But they were lying there, they were dead.
他们并不是被火烧到面目全非，看不出来。
And they did not get burned completely, disfigured or unable to recognize by people.
结果呢？第十章的第三节。
And also in verse 3 of chapter 10,
现在是摩西对亚伦说的。
Now Moses said to Aaron,
他说，这个就是主所说的，我在亲近我人当中要显为圣，在众民面前我要得荣耀。亚伦就默默不言。
Moses said to Aaron, this is what the Lord spoke, saying, by those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy, and before all the people, I must be glorified. So Aaron held his peace.
因为当时亚伦身为父亲。
Because at that time, Aaron was the father.
他现在面对这两个儿子所犯的错误，所遭受的刑罚。
And to face the mistake that his two sons made, and also the punishment that they received.
做父亲的，他无言可答。
As a father, he did not have anything to say.
因为这两个儿子已经死了。
Because his two sons were dead.
摩西只是跟亚伦说，神他要求什么。
Moses was only telling Aaron what God's requirement was.
我们不知道亚伦是怎么教导他的儿女的，他的儿子的。
We do not know how Aaron taught his sons.
但是当摩西讲完之后，亚伦他就不讲话了。
But after Moses said to Aaron, then Aaron held his peace.
表示他承认，他这两个儿子在亲近神的过程当中，他们并没有把持住神要他们的应该有的态度。
So this represented that he understood that for his two sons during this process, in drawing near to God, they did not hold on to the correct attitude.
那表示神所讲的这个原则是之前曾讲过的，是曾经跟亚伦提醒过的。
And so this also represents that this particular principle that God had was mentioned to Aaron before.
所以当时候，你看摩西就说了，那个神说这个。在我要在亲近我当中显为圣，这什么意思？他说这个就是这个意思，意思说这两个儿子的死亡就证明了神所讲的话是什么意思了。
And so from what Moses told Aaron, by those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy. This proved what God meant of the words that he spoke to him.
所以我们在读这第三节的这说哈，我在亲近我的面前。要显为圣什么意思呢？
And so when we are reading verse 3, by those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy. What does this mean?
他的意思就是我们要尊重神的神圣性。
The meaning is that we have to respect the holiness of God.
我们需要让神得荣耀，在所有人面前让神得荣耀。
We need to give God all the glory in front of all the people.
也就是说我们服侍神的人是神的见证人。
Which is to say that those who serve God are witnesses of God.
神要在我们的身上显为圣洁。
And God are to be seen as holy through us.
神的圣洁是从近前来侍奉他的人身上所表现出的态度来彰显的。
And the holiness of God is shown through the people that draw near to him, those people who serve him.
显然当时候神在讲这些话的时候，亚伦他们可能并不是很了解他到底什么意思、
And it was obvious that when God spoke such words to Aaron and the people at the time, they did not quite understand what God meant.
摩西说这个就是神讲的意思，就是这样子的。
But Moses said, these are the words spoken by God, and that's what he meant.
我们现在看以赛亚书43章。
If we turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43.
以赛亚书43章。
Isaiah 43.
第十节。
Isaiah 43, verse 10.
神说：“你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。既是这样，便可以知道，且信服我，又明白我就是主神。在我以前没有真神，在我以后也并没有。”
You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me.
所以神说，我要在亲近我的人当中被显为圣。
And so God said that he will be regarded as holy to those, by those who come near him.
所以侍奉神的人一定要非常注意神是圣洁的这个主题。
And so those who serve God must pay much attention to this theme that God is holy.
在众人面前我要得荣耀。
God needs to be glorified before all the people.
也就是说所有的荣耀都是属神的。
Which is to say that all the glory belongs to God.
这近前来亲近神服侍神的人是仆人。
And those who come near to God and to serve him, those are the servants.
是见证人。
Those are the witnesses.
是要让百姓借着他们的服侍更认识神的属性。
And those people are to let the congregation to understand the characteristic of God in a more better understanding.
那这个圣洁就是利未记的主题。
And so this holiness is the central theme for the book of Leviticus.
所以利未记他强调神是圣洁的，所以我们今天属他的百姓也要成为圣洁。
And so the book of Leviticus emphasizes the fact that God is holy, so those people who belong to God, us, we need to be holy as well.
你看亚伦他这个时候他静默不语，表示他了解了，他知道他儿子错在哪里。
At this time, Aaron held his peace, so this shows us that he understood what his sons did wrong.
神并没有去责备亚伦什么。
God did not reprimand Aaron for anything.
但是从亚伦的静默不言，其实我们看到亚伦他承认他对他儿子的提醒不够。
But from the fact that Aaron held his peace, showed that he also recognized the fact that he did not remind his sons enough.
他接受神的刑罚。
He accepts the punishment of God.
这两个儿子要为他们所犯的错误付出代价。
And his two sons need to pay a price for the mistake that they made.
这两个儿子所犯的不是误犯的罪。
And the sins,
不是不小心的,
the sins that these two sons committed was not unintentional sin.
所以他们没有机会去献赎罪祭。
And that's why they did not have the opportunity to offer sin offering.
如果按照赎罪祭，祭司犯罪，他们要献上公牛。
According to the sin offering or the law of the sin offering, if the priest sinned, they need to offer a male bull.
那是因为他们不知道误犯的罪。
And that was because they did not sin intentionally.
可是这一件事件 but this, 这两个人他们不是误犯的。
This particular event, they did not sin unintentionally.
神没有给他们任何去辩解的机会。
So God did not give them any opportunity, to represent their case.
就在圣所里面，神面前就被击杀。
So in the tabernacle of meeting in front of God, they were killed by him.
就看到神是有多么严厉呢？
And so we could see how severe God was.
那这个严厉其实是要强调神的圣洁。
And this severity was to emphasize the holiness of God.
要强调神要人完全顺服他的指示。
And this is to emphasize the point that God wants man to completely obey his will.
这是祭司制度的开头所留下的一个缺陷。
And this is a shortcoming from the beginning of the establishment of priesthood.
这一个事件跟在出埃及记摩西上山去领受律法的时候，百姓在山下拜金牛犊是一样的。
This event was just like the fact in Exodus when Moses went up to Mount Sinai to receive the commands of God, and the people from under the mountain was worshiping the golden calf.
你看，才颁完律法，才讲完立完约而已啊。
And they just spoken of the laws of God, and they just made the covenant.
出埃及记二十四章我们刚刚读过的。
Exodus chapter 24, we read it just now.
他们就上山去了。
They went up to the mountain.
上到一半的时候，神叫摩西再上去。
And halfway on the mountain, God told Moses to continue to go up.
其他人就留在那边下来了。
And the other people stayed there, and then they came down from the mountain.
在山上，神跟摩西面对面讲话，直接跟他讲要怎么样敬拜神。
On the mountain, God spoke with Moses face to face, directly told him how they ought to worship God.
在山上四十昼夜，底下百姓就开始 召见牛犊。
And on mountain, on the 40 days that Moses was on the mountain, the people under the mountain started to build the golden calf.
所以律法，我们看到律法，你看到人没有能力去遵守。
And so we see that man was unable to keep the law.
有时候就算立约，好像也没有用。
And sometimes even though they made the covenant, but it was as if it was nothing.
现在祭司制度的开头。
And also now, the beginning of the establishment of priesthood,
也一样是有神的荣耀。
It was also filled with the glory of God.
但是这个在敬拜神的这个祭司没有办法持守住神要的原则。
But the priests that were worshiping God was not able to hold on to the principles that God wanted them to do.
用他们自己的方法想要来敬拜神。
And they used their own ways to worship God.
结果他们就死了。
And then they died.
当然那时候百姓就哀哭了。
And so at that time, the people mourned.
所以现在神要亲近他的人，要完全的顺服他。
So God wants those people who draw near to him to completely obey him.
这是神的原则， 每一个人要持守。
This is the principle of God, and everyone ought to keep it.
那接下来呢？
And then afterwards,
我们现在看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
第十章第八节是神跟亚伦说的。
Chapter 10, verse 8, God spoke to Aaron.
第九节说，你跟你的儿子进会幕的时候，清酒浓酒都不可以喝哦，免得你们死亡。这要做你们世世代代永远的定律。
Verse 9, do not drink wine or intoxicating drink, you nor your sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations.
这个就是进前要侍奉神的人，第二个要有的原则。
And this is the second principle for those who draw near to God to serve Him.
也就是说，要时常保持清醒。
Is to say that they need to constantly be sober.
不可以沉溺在自己的私欲跟享受里面。
They cannot be indulging in their own pleasure and enjoyment.
你看，喝酒、喝清酒、浓酒，就是要让人这样觉得很放松。然后很享受。
To drink wine or intoxicating drink is to make man enjoy their life.
很有可能这两个儿子他们在酒醉当中去犯下错误。
And it was also very possible that Aaron's two sons made this mistake when they were drunk.
因为他们献完祭之后本来就可以享受这个祭物了。
Because after they make the offering, they are to enjoy the offering.
但是他们在自己的私欲里面败坏了。
But they became corrupt in their own indulgence.
他们忘记自己是谁。
They forgot who they were.
不把神的吩咐当作一回事。
And they did not regard God's commandments as anything.
他们把神的诫命当作儿戏的。
And they treated God's commands as nothing.
所以献上燔火表示他是用他自己的想法，他自己认为这样可以。
So to offer up profane fire means that using their own ways in thinking that this is fine.
把神的原则拿到后面去。
And to put aside the principles of God.
真的，他们是在迷迷糊糊当中死的。
And so truly, they died in confusion.
我们今天一定要时时在神面前保持清醒。
We need to be sober all the time in front of God.
今天这个世界有太多的享受，太多的引诱，是要让我们在神面前变迷糊的。
There is just too much enjoyment and temptations in this world to make us confused in front of God.
第三个。
Number three,
第十节说，使你们可以将圣的、俗的、洁净的、不洁净的分别出来。
Verse 10, that you may distinguish between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean.
人要清醒的时候才能够分辨。
Only when we are sober that we are able to distinguish.
知道我们现在是在侍奉神。
So that we know that we are serving God.
神要的是圣洁。
And what God wants is holiness.
什么是圣的，什么是俗的，要分得清清楚楚。
What is holy and what is unholy, we need to distinguish.
哦，因为一出错，可能就付上生命的代价。
Because once we make that mistake, we are to pay it with our life.
哦，所以祭司的一个工作很重要的就是要把圣俗分别出来。
And so part of the job of the priest, a very important job, is to distinguish between holy and unholy.
我们现在看以西结书四十四章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 44.
以西结书四十四章。
Ezekiel chapter 44.
四十四章，我们来看二十三节。
Chapter 44, let's read verse 23.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
这是祭司该做的。
This is the job of the priest.
他们要使我的民知道圣俗的分别，又使他们分辨洁净的和不洁净的。
They shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the unholy, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean.
他们自己本身一定要先分得清楚。
They themselves need to first be able to make a difference.
然后要让百姓也能够分别出来。
And then they are to teach the people to make the difference.
所以这个就变成他们进到神面前。接下去要尽他们应该有的职分。
And so this becomes the duty that they are to perform after they go in front of God.
这个其实也就是利未记十章十一节，接下去神说要使你们可以将神借摩西晓谕以色列的律例教训他们。
And this is also what's recorded in Leviticus chapter 10, verse 11, that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken to them by the hand of Moses.
所以神的原则很清楚的。
And so the principles of God are very clear.
进到他面前的一定要圣洁。
Those who go in front of him has to be holy.
凡是神没有说的，不可以自己加进去。
And the things that God did not command, we cannot add them ourselves.
神说不可以的，不可以用自己的想法说没有关系。
When God said this is not okay, we cannot use our own thinking in saying that's fine.
要完全的尊重神的主权，神他是我们的主。
We need to completely respect God's sovereignty.
所以我们进到神面前的人，每一个人都要有这样一个很清楚的分辨。
And so those who go in front of God, every one of us needs to have a very clear understanding and distinguishing.
让众人也都能够一起在神面前成为圣洁的国度。
And so that everyone, all the people will be able to become the holy nation in front of God.
这是他们应该有的自觉。
And this is the awareness that they ought to have.
接下来看回来是第十章，利未记十章。
Let's go back to reading on chapter 10 of Leviticus.
然后我们看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
这是神跟摩西跟亚伦说的。
So Moses said to Aaron,
他说你们不可以蓬头散发，不可以撕裂衣服。
Do not uncover your heads nor tear your clothes.
如果他们蓬头散发，像丧儿子这样子哀哭，会让神对百姓发怒。
If they uncover their heads or mourn, as of the fact that they lost their sons, then the wrath of God would come upon them.
也就是说，他们不可以像家里死掉人一样那么样的哀哭，然后奔丧。
Which is to say that they were not to mourn for family members that had died.
他说，只要你们的弟兄以色列全家为神所发的火哀哭就好。
But let the brother, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord has kindled.
第七节说你们不可以出会幕的门。
And verse 7 says, you shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of meeting.
因为神的膏油在你们身上。
Because the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you.
表示这个时候神要服侍神的人，他们的情绪要非常稳定。
And so this represents that God wants those people who serve Him at this time to have a very stable mood.
他们要明白这两个儿子的死亡是因为被神击杀的。
They need to understand the death of these two sons were done by God.
他们要能够控制他们自己的情绪。
They need to control their emotions.
控制情绪表示尊重神的决定。
And controlling their emotions represents that they respect God's decision.
他们相信神没有做错事。
They believe that God did not do anything wrong.
所以这两个人他的死亡是因为不尊重神。
And so these two people, they died because they disrespected God.
要给他们一个很重大的提醒。
And they needed to be reminded of
this. 所以你看摩西跟亚伦讲的现在的每一句话都特别强调说免得你们死亡。
And so now we notice that every statement that Moses said to Aaron was emphasizing the fact unless you die.
因为当人不听的时候，可能就是死亡。
Because when men do not listen, it's possible that they end up dying.
所以特别强调说，现在由这些百姓们去为神的火哀哭了。
And so it also stresses the fact that the people of God has to bewail the burning which the Lord has kindled.
神不是没有感情的，神是爱。
It wasn't that God did not have any emotions. God is love.
但是这个时候，神要服侍他的人明白， 敬畏神是何等重要。
But at this time, God wants those people who serve Him to understand how important it is to fear God.
要让人敬畏神、服侍神的心胜过爱自己的家人。
And the heart of being reverent toward God and fearing God is more important than the love that they have for their family.
相信这个事件在他们两个人心上一定留下永远不会忘记的。
And I believe that this particular event impressed upon their hearts as something that they could never forget.
他们之后在服侍神的时候，一定是战战兢兢。
And so afterwards, when they serve God, they would serve God with a trembling heart.
因为神要我们真的顺服他。
Because God wants us to truly obey Him.
所以让他们接下来的祭司可以了解献上燔火是一个何等大的危险。
And so this is also to make the other priests understand, or the other two priests understand that how dangerous it is to offer up profane fire.
今天我们在敬拜神的时候，我们会不会献上燔火呢？
And now today, when we worship God, do we offer profane fire?
我们会不会把神所说的这个原则，用我们自己的方式把它改变呢？
Do we change the principles commanded by God and change it with our own thinking?
今天有很多人说，我们都是在拜神啊。
There are people who say that there is a lot of people who worship God today.
你用你的方法拜神，我用我的方法拜神，我们都一样啊。
I worship God my way, you worship God your way, it's the same.
那更不用说不同信仰的人，不同宗教的人，他们也说同样的话。
And we don't even have to mention that different religions and different groups of people say the same stuff.
但对不起，他们不同的信仰人所说的，他的拜的神跟我们所拜的神是不一样的。
But sorry, the people who are of a different religion, they worship a different God than us.
那有时候在我们自己的信仰里面
，and sometimes in our own faith,
有人会说啊，我这是你的方法，这是我的方法，没有关系，我们都在敬拜神就好了。
People will say that is your way and this is my way. As long as we're all worshiping God, that is fine.
好像听起来是对的
，and it sounds correct.
但其实是非常的错。
But indeed, it was actually it's actually very wrong.
这不是你的方法，而是我的方法的问题。
It's not an issue of whether it's your way or my way.
要敬拜这位神，一定要按照神的方法。
To worship this God, we need to do it according to His way.
神是公义又慈爱的。
God is righteous and merciful.
有时候我们把神的慈爱把它滥用了。
But sometimes we abuse God's mercy.
认为说这个没有关系，神是慈爱，神了解，神他会体谅，所以可以的。
And we think that because God is merciful, therefore this is okay. God will understand that is fine.
但其实我们是把自己放在一个很危险的地方。
But in actuality, we are putting ourselves in a very dangerous place.
我们要顺服神，不是按照我们自己的想法。
In order to obey God, it does not come from our own understanding or thinking.
按照神的真理。
It is according to God's truth.
是要在灵里面顺服神的旨意的。
We have to obey God's will in His spirit.
我们的顺服是要表现在我们每一件事情上面。
And our obedience needs to be shown in everything that we do.
所以今天我们看了这个故事。
So today we read this story.
这个变成一个警戒。
This becomes a warning to us.
这是一个提醒。
And this is also a reminder.
我们在神面前其实是要来得恩典的。
In front of God, we ought to receive grace.
我们亲近神是要为了让我们更认识神的。
And in order to draw near to God, the purpose is for us to understand Him more.
让我们都能够用这样子敬畏的态度来到神面前。
And let us come draw near to God with a reverent heart.
能够顺服神，照他的吩咐。
So that we can obey Him and do according to His commands.
能够让我们自己分别出来成为圣洁。
And that we will consecrate ourselves to become holy.
让我们可以控制我们自己的情绪。
So that we can control our emotions.
不管遇到什么事情，我们都能够顺服神的指示。
And no matter what happens, we're able to obey God's instructions.
我们该做的事必蒙神喜悦。
And do what we ought to do, and that will be acceptable to God.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May our Lord Jesus guide us.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn together.
401首。
401.